Smile. 90.4 FM.
I don't know if you've heard, but as the Men's Football World Cup gets heated up in Qatar, there's a very different contest that's also taking place in the same country. So camels from the Gulf States are taking part in what's been called the Camel Beauty World Cup. This year, they've got a medical board to make sure that the camels don't cheat with cosmetic surgery.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with the dress code because, you know, they're very strict with how people dress. And I would imagine that they'd kick out sort of the bikini section.
What, in case somebody's got a camel toe?
Wow, guys.
There was that huge scandal. There were two camels from Saudi Arabia and they got caught getting Botox.
When you say they got caught getting Botox, you are implying that the camels themselves went to the plastic surgeon, paid good money and asked to be given Botox.
Just make my lips a little bigger.
You just take the fat out my hump. Wasn't there something about fake eyelashes as well?
Yes.
Really? I didn't hear about the fake eyelashes.
I think that's one of the criteria.
Can you imagine how long it takes those camels to put those eyelashes on there? One's got to respect the effort,
just
right?
Imagine trying to hold down a camel while you give it makeup.
This is unreal. You can't make it up. So anyway, that's happening at the moment. So I'm going to see if my favorite camel wins.
But the way, and I don't remember much about the story, but I do remember that the camel's beauty is quite a big thing because they sell for quite a bit of money. And there's a whole inspection that they do. I mean, they have a good look at the profile and what the camel looks like and the face and the way it smiles and the eyes. And the prettier your camel, the more it fetches on the market.
Do you think there's like a Miss Congeniality award for one of the camels?
I think so. I mean,
she's not the prettiest, but she's so sweet.
She's a fantastic personality. And the camel riders will tell you, some camels are really nice. You know, they let you onto the hump and they'll bow down nicely and let you get on and off easily. That's the one that wins Miss Congeniality, I think. The very, very nice camel.
The one that didn't spit once.
And do the other camels vote for which one is the nicest camel?
Do you guys want to hear an interesting fact about Saudi Arabia and the Middle East?
Tell me.
They import their camels.
Do they?
No, from where?
Australia.
Now it makes a lot of sense because so it must be very difficult for an Australian camel living in the Middle East to be particularly nice about who's going to be Miss Congeniality and who isn't.
Yeah.
Because the Aussies are notoriously foul-mouthed. Yeah. Can you imagine how angry those camels must get if they don't win?
Stop swearing, Barbara.
No.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.